Jose, who's next?
Don? Don McClay?
Yes. excuse me. So, Carol, what I'm understanding is there's not actually a time crunch on this, that if we put passing the budget off to next meeting, we're still okay with the time to get it to the national board and all that within the time needed for approval? Sharon, you're shaking your head now.
Some stations never pass budgets. Some stations, Pacifica has not passed a budget in the last number of years. What we as a board decide we can do.
Okay, then I ask that we vote on this next meeting after we've all had time to actually look at the thing in depth and ask any questions we need. Right, thank you.
And Sharon is next.
Go ahead, Sharon.
Yes. So, of course, the LSB doesn't have to do anything. That is absolutely true. For example, the KPFK, LSB has not passed their budget for this current fiscal year that we're in that is going to end in 2 weeks. They have not yet passed a budget for this year. Okay, KPFK. But to be a responsible and functional corporation and to do our job, this is one of the few jobs we actually have as an LSB, is to actually pass the budget. We need to do that. And the NFC, as Chris posted in the chat, this timeline has been set out for quite a while, and we should and have told, planned to get the budget to the NFC by the end of September. So this is our meeting. Now, regarding the timing of receiving the proposed budget from Maria, I will point out again that we had two workshops where nobody basically attended. Okay. Philip was there. Thank you. Frank did show up. Thank you, Frank. And that is where the opportunity, and we had two at two different times, and that was where the opportunity was to see what was being talked about and how it was going to look and what was going to be presented. So, because that's how you do it. I mean, we're on the timeline to pass at this meeting. So the workshops were to get to look at it and to review it. And there is no obligation to hand that out because, as is well known, people on the McFadden's side have passed out the budget and changed numbers and then passed it out. Okay. I'm not going to even get into that. The last thing I want to say is the point I made in the email several times, which is that this budget is remarkably similar in terms of the line items and the way that Maria does the projections to how last year's budget was. So you could have looked at last year's budget and gotten a concept of how this budget was going to look. And basically, as Maria has explained, as she explained very carefully in the workshops, she looks at actual numbers for her projections of revenue, and she looks at, and then she underestimates what the revenue will be. And then she looks at actual numbers of expenses, and then she overestimates. So that's the budget. It's a framework, as she says. And that is how she does it, and it's been set up. As I said, that's how it goes. So that's my comment to answer the various points that have been made.
Thank you, Sharon.
Franklin is next.
Thank you. Go ahead, Franklin.
Yeah, I didn't get my workshop time because the first one was canceled. Then I jumped in on the second one and actually had to leave. Then I missed the third opportunity. So I regret missing those. Yeah. I would say, like Don says and James a little bit, that if there is any time, maybe now that people have it, we could look it over and try to just have a vote in a week. Maybe people can get on and we could just vote on to approve the budget and have that be our only thing. I've been on the LSB the previous time and then this time, and I feel like it kind of does work the same every time. And just to kind of be in the middle here, I see every time that there is people asking for it every time more in advance. And I think the workshops are a help, and right, not a lot of people showed up to those. And I do feel though that it would be great that if people can get it in advance, That would give people time to have a look at it more in depth with their time, or maybe meet with their folks to really work stuff out amongst themselves and have, you know, more eyes on it at that time, you know, with like a week to do that. So I think it's a fair ask. And I know, you know, everyone knows I'm not like the budget, the financial wizard. And so I do rely on Maria and the workshops and other folks that, I work with and, have faith in to help me understand it at different times and what it means.
So, I would like to say something after Frank is done. Thank you.
So just putting that out there. Yeah. I think it would be beneficial that if people can have it for a little while to look at it. I know there was some mention of, the changing of the numbers or whatever. Well, hopefully we could agree. I don't remember that or don't know about it, but hopefully that would not be the case. It would just be something that people could actually, look at and say, hey, look at this. Or, you know, I feel like a board is like one thing is that we got like multiple eyes to look at something. Having one person always have to do it, leaves room for things that could be a little jumbled. I know when I am solo on doing my show, as an example, one time I said the wrong date because no one was reading over, my script or taking a second look at it at that time. So, yeah, kind of just trying to balance the middle. Yes, the workshops are beneficial. They help. No, not a lot of people attended, but hey, yes, maybe we can get the budget out a week or, you know, 10 days in advance so people could have their own little group meetings to discuss it. So that's where I'm kind of lying. I would personally to also appreciate a little time to meet with people that could help me understand it as well as you, Maria, and the workshops and all that. Right. So not to put all the time on you. Yeah.
How many times have I asked you to contact me directly so I could explain things to you? Over 12 years, how many times have I done that?
Yeah, I'm not talking about just that. I'm just saying.
No, I'm talking about the fact that you needed the time. I've given you the time. It's not part of my job description to even be here or do the workshops. Okay. And how many times has KPFA failed financially?
Well, this wasn't meant to be like a personal attack on anybody.
No, what I'm trying to say is we have succeeded year after year after year after year. And I've been the one doing the budgets all these years. Have you even looked at financial statements over time?
I've never had
a question to me, the person who actually is in charge of that.
Okay.
Well, I have opened my office and my cell phone, my whatever. I pay my own cell phone bill. Okay. KPFA doesn't. And it is always open to you guys. Every one of you, whether it's a listener or a board member or an employee, I will tell you what I can tell you, but nobody ever reaches out to me. So all of this about, I need time for what? I've talked to Janine. I have talked to Sabrina. I have talked to Darlene. I definitely have talked to Sharon and Christina and Carol and Tim. Many people have come to me, but those of you who are the naysayers never come to me and ask me direct questions. Never. I have never spoken to Mr. McClay or Mr. McFadden one-on-one or Daniel Borgstrom because they don't want to hear what I have to say. We have been successful. We have never at one time in 12 years had to borrow money. We continue to give money. So, you know, the fact that you think that something could happen or numbers have been changed. I didn't change any numbers ever. During my vacation, I was asked a question by our CFO. Can I please, substantiate our July numbers? Boom. Within $1,000, I was able to substantiate our July numbers, which were very strong for our revenue. So there is nothing here that that needs to be torn apart. Ask me all the questions you want to ask, but don't try to tear the budget or our financials apart because we have the proof. We have the proof that we are successful. I want to just quickly share something here. Let me try to share my screen. This is to Tim's question. Can you guys see this?
Okay.
Yes.
This is the financials from the audit, from the 2020 audit. And I tried to highlight it and I can't figure it out. So sorry about that. But this number here, interdivision receivables, KPFA is owed $1.465 million from the other stations. Okay. Intercompany payables, PRA owes $755,000. KPFK owes, and this is to like the network or to other stations, which is really us, $1.5 million. WBAI owes $8.5 million. W owns, owes $2.4 million. And T owes $918,000. Okay. I can't enlarge it anymore or else I'm going to lose some of the screen. The whole point here is that, and it says, see this elimination over here? We are one company. We are Pacifica. We are multiple entities within Pacifica. So under the umbrella of Pacifica, the auditors don't care about that. They don't care that the money came from KPFA or even national office, because if WBAI owes $8.5 million, they owe it to somebody, and most of it is owed to Pacifica. So to answer the question that Carol had before, what happens to our budget when Pacifica says, hey, we can't pay our legal bills, you're going to have to pay it, even though it's our fault, you will have to pay it. That F's up our budget, because it F's up our cash flow. So yeah, the best laid plans get totally messed up. So sorry for the being upset but again, my office is always open. My phone is always available. I'll be happy to talk to anybody. And Frank, I have sat you down and asked you to talk to me, and you don't. So I don't know what to tell you guys. I'm available. It never does. The right people come to me and ask me the right questions. Aki has talked to me. I have had my office open and my phone. I've been available. 12 years now, I've been available. And okay, enough.
Thank you, Maria. I would state one thing. I think Tim had a question next, and I think that beyond that, we're having the question called by Susan Da Silva. But before that, let's go ahead and let Tim's been waiting for a while for his question.
That's okay. I do want to say that what Maria says is absolutely true. Every time I've had a question about numbers for her, I've gotten answers from her. And I do think that since we had some budget workshop time available to us, the idea that we are getting a budget this day and, it was available. And if people didn't look at it, it's on them. I also do want to point out that we could change a budget. So if we decide that, later next month that we missed something or that something don't look right, we can revisit this budget and change it. But I think it's irresponsible of us to say that, well, Kay doesn't pass a budget, so we don't have to pass a budget on time. We should pass a budget on time. It's our one of our major responsibilities. And again, as everyone said, it's not set in stone. If we want to change it, we can. I would like to second the idea of calling this question, please.
Thank you. The question has been called. Could you take down the screen sharing for now, Maria?
Oh, sure, of course. I'm sorry.
Thank you. I would also state that anybody who wants to look at the audit, it is posted on the front page of the Pacifica Foundation. So if you want to read over the audit, I would encourage you to read over it, because it's important that people understand what exactly financial position the Pacifica Foundation is in, and the audit will tell you that. So the question's being called. I'm going to ask Carol to roll call for the question.
Yes. So Sharon, will you write your motion into the chat, please? And right now we're voting on the motion itself to approve the budget. Is that correct?
Well, we have to vote on the question because she just made a motion to stop.
Susan, did you write your motion in the, Susan, did you write?
We have to vote on calling the question.
Right. We have to vote on calling the question is what
Susan,
we're voting
did
on.
You write that into the chat?
I don't think I have to write it in the, I did write in the
Please
chat.
Please do.
She did. She wrote it into the chat. That's why
okay. I said was okay. I want to call the question, which is
okay.
to do That's why I knew she said it, because it was in the chat.
Okay. Sharon Adams?
Yes.
Sharon, yes. Daniel Borgstrom?
No.
Daniel, no. Jose, are you keeping track?
I am.
Oh, thank you. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris Corey, yes. Susan Da Silva?
Yes.
Christina Huggins?
Yes.
Christina, yes. James McFadden?
No.
James, no. Aki Tanaka?
Yes.
Aki, yes. Tom Voorhees? Tom Voorhees?
He's thumbing down, so I'm guessing that's a no.
Okay, thank you. Carol Wolfley, yes. Sabrina Jacobs? Sabrina?
Yes for the budget, thank you.
Thank you, Sabrina, yes. Darlene Pagano?
Yes.
Darlene, yes. Tim Lynch?
Yes.
Tim, yes. Frank Sterling?
Sorry, I lost my mute button. Could I just be clear? This is just to end discussion, not voting on the budget, right?
That's correct.
Okay, I'd rather keep discussion going if people have any other questions, so I would vote no on this part.
Frank, no. Janine Utter?
Abstain.
Janine abstain. Philip Maldari?
Yes.
Philip, yes. Donald McClay?
Abstain.
Okay. Jose?
All right, so that's 10 yeses, 4 noes, 2 abstains.
Okay, so
Carol, you didn't...
Carol?
Andrea, I didn't know you're there.
I'm talking on
Yes.
Okay.
Hello, Carol, can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me? Yeah.
Andrea's there.
Yes, this is Mark Van Landuit. I'm on the phone link.
Oh,
and I also vote yes.
Oh, apologies. Mark, I didn't know you were on. Thank you. And recognizing
so sorry.
That.
Thank you, Mark. And Andrea's here as well.
And Andrea's here as well. Thank you. Okay. So then
I vote yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
So that's 2/3 the motion passes to end the questioning.
Okay.
Call the question. So now we would be voting on the motion to approve the budget. And you want to do a roll call for that as well, Carol?
Yes. Okay. Sharon, you wrote the motion into the chat, please.
Yes, I did.
Thank you. Okay, Sharon Adams?
Yes.
Sharon, yes. Daniel Borgstrom?
No, I agree with
No discussion, please.
We should have
no discussion,
yes or no.
Please.
Yes or no, please.
No.
He said no. Thank you. Go
Chris
ahead.
Chris Corey?
Yes.
Mark Van Landwit?
Yes.
Mark, yes. Susan Da Silva?
Yes.
Susan, yes. Christina Huggins?
Yes.
Christina, yes. James McFadden?
No.
James, no. Aki Tanaka?
Yes.
Yes, Aki, yes. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Andrea, yes. Tom Voorhees?
Looks like it's a no again.
Okay, thank you, Jose. Tom Voorhees, no. Carol Wolfley, yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina, yes. Chris, Darlene Pagano?
Yes.
Darlene, yes. Tim Lynch?
Yes.
Tim, yes. Frank Sterling? Frank Sterling?
Sorry, this is now the budget?
Yes.
Yes.
Now the budget, yes or no?
I'll vote yes.
Frank Sterling, yes. Janine Utter?
Yes.
Janine, yes. Philip Maldori?
Yes.
Philip, yes. Donald McClay?
I'll abstain.
Donald McClay abstain. All right.
Well, I get 14 yes, 3 no, and 1 abstention. Is that what you get, Jose?
Yep.
So the motion passes to approve the budget. Thank you very much, Maria, for your time.
How many no's was that, Christina?
That was 3 no's. Is that right, Jose?
Correct.
I thought there was 2 abstentions, Don and Janine Etter.
No, Janine voted.
Yes. Oh, sorry.
No, Janine voted yes.
Yes.
My mistake.
Thank you, Janine.
Well, thank you, everybody, for your time. And excuse my passion. I do get pretty passionate about KPFA. I am very protective about KPFA. If not, I would have been gone long ago.
I'm sure you would have.
Maria, thank you. And
thank you.
Bye, guys.
I would make one comment.
Thank you, Sharon. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody who's on the boards. You know, I can't even imagine. Boy, you see me passionate now. You could only imagine what I would be like if I were on the PNB. Okay, yeah, guys. Well, thank you. Bye.
It would be good.
I would mention just one thing as a passing comment is that it really helps to do the workshops to understand what's going on unless you're really a whiz at this kind of stuff, because I have found there were people who were on the audit committee that didn't even understand what a fiscal year was. So It's very important that people attend the workshops if you really have questions that are pertinent. That's why they offer a couple of different dates. So I would encourage people in the future to attend those workshops. And now we have the KPFA Treasurer's Report.
Okay, yeah, thanks. So I will have maybe a couple slides to share. So I might kind of go let me see something first. Yeah, I might go to my screen share and then come back. I'll see if I can do that. But okay. So I'm on the NFC, as you know, and the National Finance Committee, and we just had our meeting on Tuesday, and KPFA's finances, okay, these are the numbers through July 31st of this year, so that's how recent the numbers are. Up through that date, KPFA's finances are once again the best in Pacifica Network. To paraphrase interim CFO Anita Sims, quote, KPFA is the reason that Pacifica is in the black. KPFA is the reason that Pacifica is in the black. Year to date, KPFA has listener support revenue of $2,971,000. Last year, KPFA had listener revenue of $2,011,000. This means that within this last year, there has been an increase of over $959,000 year to date since last year, and that's in listener support. And then KPFA's net income year to date is positive $530,000. In contrast, all other stations except WPFW are losing money as usual. WPFW has a net income of $147,000 year to date. KPFK, which I'm going to speak about a little bit here, the Los Angeles station, has a net loss of $155,600 year to date. This may not seem that bad, especially considering that WBAI has been running losses, you know, for a decade. But Pacifica now considers KPFK's finances to be a massive crisis. As you may know, many KPFK hosts that used to bring in a lot of revenue during fund drives are no longer at KPFK. For example, Ian Masters left KPFK in protest over how Pacifica management has handled the situation there. And of course, their general manager, Anyel Zuberi, resigned a few months back. Sonali Kohatkar is on the air only one day a week. This means that many of their primary fund drive generators, the primary revenue generators, are no longer at the station. And obviously that means that their fund drives are not going very well. So the NFC, the National Finance Committee, is having an executive session next week to discuss their finances. And this is my opinion. I believe that may be to talk about personnel reduction. KPFK is in crisis. Executive Director Lydia Brazon basically took $6,000, as Maria, I think, mentioned, took $6,000 from KPFA to cover payroll at KPFK because they could not make payroll. Then she took another $13,000 from the affiliates to cover KPFK payroll. So, and there's apparently not really any plan to cover the next upcoming payroll, which, as you know, comes around in just a couple weeks. KPFT, the Texas station, is also another negative situation. They have a net loss year to date of $47,800. Okay, all of the numbers for all of the stations include the PPP funds received during the current fiscal year. Okay, and finally, the largest continuing debtor of Pacifica, of course, WBAI. Here I do want to do a little screen share. Hold shift. Let's see. Can you guys see that one?
No.
Okay. I don't know. Basic share. Oh, I have to hit share here. Yes. Okay. From the independent audits showing the situation of each station. And of course, the largest financial problem over there is WBAI. Okay. I think that works for you. Anyway, to read about what I have here. WBAI continues its decade-long operating at a loss, draining money from Pacifica. This means that KPFA donors have been supporting WBAI for a decade, since money from our donors is used to cover BAI expenses, just like they just took money from our account to cover the KPFK shortfall. WBAI has a negative year-to-date loss of $26,000. This is compared to last year when WBAI had a total negative loss of $235,000. This year, WBAI's loss is smaller because they have received a $200,000 bequest, and also they got $126,000 of PPP money, which is just income. So with the $326,000 of extra income, they still are operating at a loss of $26,000. Okay, the KPFA property tax, Quincy and Maria mentioned this. The saga continues. You may remember that a writ has been filed to amend Section 8 of the Articles of Incorporation to bring the wording in line with what is required by the California Franchise Tax Board and the Board of Equalization. Okay, maybe I should have just kept my screen share going. Let's see. I don't know. I can't quite do it. Anyway, basically, they have to amend the Articles of Incorporation. The writ was supposed to be heard in August. It was set for a hearing date, but it was put off. And there, as far as I know, nothing has happened on the writ. To date, Pacifica has taken over $70,000 from KPFA, I believe Maria said $76,000, from KPFA to cover the legal fees associated with this ongoing failure to solve the problem, okay? To clarify one point that some like to obfuscate to smear KPFA management, KPFA never, ever was delinquent on any property tax payment. KPFA was never delinquent. Back in 2013, when this all started, no payment was ever delinquent before KPFA lost the property tax exemption. So what happened was this, as anyone who owns real property knows, the property tax is due in February. That's when the bill says it, but it becomes delinquent sometime later, I think April. And pretty much every homeowner that I know and all real property owners pay the property taxes at the deadline, not on the due date in February, but at the deadline. And that's what happened here. The property, when Maria went to pay the property taxes, that's when she filled out the form that had the name change. So at the, that's why that issue really should, people that do that are just trying to obfuscate what happened and trying to make KPFA the only station, the station that is keeping Pacifica alive, to quote the interim CFO. They tried to malign the management of KPFA. I don't know why. Anyway, to get back to the main point, at this point, the point is that the Article 8 of the bylaws needs to be amended to regain the KPFA property tax exemption. That's what needs to happen. Okay, amend the articles. The bylaws provide a procedure to correct the articles in situations like this. Article 8 of the bylaws provides that the PNB can take action to amend the articles of incorporation. The PNB could have used this procedure rather than spending tens of thousands of dollars on attorney's fees for something that still is not done. For this reason, I make the following motion. I move that the KPFA LSB demand that the Pacifica National Board use the procedure set forth in the bylaws, Article 18, to amend the Pacifica Articles of Incorporation to include the language required by the California Board of Equalization to obtain an organizational clearance certificate. That's, I'll write this in the chat. And that the KPFA LSB demands that the Pacifica National Board direct that KPFA be credited or repaid the cost of the attorney's fees taken by Pacifica from KPFA's account to resolve. State property, real property, or licenses pursuant to the bylaws, Article 3, Section 5. So I'll put that in the chat. That's my motion.
Thank you. Do I have a second? On the motion?
Carol, Chris Corey will second.
Thank you. Chris seconded. And discussion? Jose, did Chris, I think Chris had his hand up first. Is that right?
Correct.
Thank you. Go ahead, Chris.
Okay. I just wanted to add briefly to Sharon's points about KPFK. I view KPFK as the most dangerous threat to Pacifica at this juncture, just because of the amount of bleeding that's taking place there. It's KPFK is only operationally cash positive during fund drive right now, meaning that every day that they're not in fund drive, they're losing money, and they are losing approximately $600,000 a year, which I think we can all agree is not a sustainable path forward for the organization and represents a threat to KPFA if you choose to view it that way, in that the only resources that are available to fund that gap would have to come from either WPFW or KPFA. So the unfortunate part of the audit is that the money received through PPP is masking some of these losses. For example, KPFK received $350,000 in PPP funds. So their actual loss is not $150,000. If you view the PPP funds as an extraordinary source of income, which it very well should be, currently. The real problem here is that I don't see a solution for KPFA that doesn't involve increasing revenue. And there doesn't appear to be any plan for how to do that right now. So I'm deeply concerned with what's going on at KPFK. Deeply concerned. Thank you.
Thank you. Do I have other questions?
I don't see any hands up, no.
Seeing none, we would be voting on the motion that has been seconded now. and the motion is.
I have a question. It's Philip.
Go ahead, Philip.
I hesitate to bring it up because it's too scary, but on the air, we always say your fully tax deductible contributions to KPFA. Am I right to conclude that for the last, since 2013, KPFA and Pacifica has not been a tax deductible charity? And consequently, all those promises to listeners are erroneous.
Shall I try to answer?
Go ahead, Sharon.
Okay, I first want to say what I was just talking about, Philip, was the property tax issue.
I know.
Okay, so property tax is separate. Okay. Now, as far as I understand it, okay, I am not a tax attorney and this is not advice. Okay, but as far as I understand it, Pacifica is a 501c3, which is on the federal level. And I do believe Pacifica has maintained its federal nonprofit status. Yes. And so for that reason, because taxes are a federal issue, I do believe that's correct. And I haven't heard anything to the contrary to that. But again, I am not a tax advisor.
Okay. Well, that's a relieving, even if it's coming from someone that is not a lawyer.
Well, she's a lawyer.
You are a lawyer.
I just have to put in the disclaimer. Because I'm a lawyer.
She's a lawyer. She's just not a tax attorney. I mean, my understanding is the last time I checked that we did lose for a period of time our tax exempt status with the Franchise Tax Board of the state of California. But my understanding is that it was restored. So as of now, I believe we are out of the woods in that, but for the moment, we're okay. So that would be my answer. So I guess we would be on the vote now and we want to read what we're voting on again so people are clear about it.
I think maybe the way I move that, okay, these are demands that we will send up to the PNB. Okay, so do you want me to just read it again?
Yes, let it be clear.
Okay, and it is in the chat. The KPFA LSB demands that the Pacifica National Board use the procedure set forth in the bylaws, Article 18, to amend the Pacifica Articles of Incorporation to include the language required by the California Board of Equalization to obtain an organizational clearance certificate, period. That's the end of my motion, just to clarify. That's what's needed, okay, to get the property tax exemption back. The organizational clearance. Okay. The next part of the motion is the KPFA LSB demands that the Pacifica National Board direct that KPFA be credited or repaid with the costs of attorney's fees taken by Pacifica from KPFA's account to resolve this property tax issue. Okay. And then the third demand is this. The KPFA LSB demands that Pacifica hold a membership vote before the sale, exchange, transfer, or encumbrance of any more of Pacifica's real property or licenses pursuant to the bylaws, Article 3, Section 5.
Thank you, Sharon. Discussion? Jose, I see a hand up with James. Uh-huh.
James, correct. James and then Franklin.
Thank you. Go ahead, James.
Is there a reason these have to be a single motion? Can we have this be three separate motions?
I understand from the motion that there are two elements to the motion rather than three. Is that correct, Carol? I mean, Sharon? I'm not sure what he means by three.
There's three, because I had three bullet points, you might say.
Oh, okay. Well, that would be, the motion has all three. So, I mean, if you want to make an amendment to separate, that would be an amendment to motion.
Carol, for the stack.
James, if you make such a motion, I will second it.
I make a motion to separate the three bullets into a separate motion.
Ms. Corey, to the stack briefly.
Thank you. So it's been moved and seconded the amended.
Can I just accept that? I don't mind voting on them separately if that will save time.
Okay, that will save time.
Okay.
Christina?
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think the proper language is motion to divide.
Okay, motion to divide then. But she's accepted it. So the motion to divide is not necessary because the person presenting the motion is fine with it.
Okay.
So which one first, Sharon? I think it would be the...
Let's go in order.
Okay. So let's clarify.
Want me to read the first one? Just the first one?
Yes, just the first one, please.
Okay. I move that the KPFA LSB demands that the Pacifica National Board use the procedure set forth in the bylaws, Article 18, to amend the Pacifica Articles of Incorporation to include the language required by the California Board of Equalization to obtain an organizational clearance certificate, period. That's the end of the motion. Just to repeat again, that's what's needed to regain the property tax exemption.
Thank you. So do I have a second on the motion as divided?
Chris. Second, Andrea.
Thank you, Andrea. So do we want to go ahead and do a roll call vote, Carol?
Yes. Sharon Adams?
Yes.
Sharon, yes. Daniel Borgstrom?
Abstain.
Daniel, abstain. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris, yes. Mark Van Landwit? Mark, yes. Susan DeSilva?
Yes.
Susan, yes. Christina Huggins?
Yes.
Christina, yes. James McFadden?
Yes, on this one.
James, yes. Aki Tanaka?
Yes.
Aki, yes. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Andrea, yes. Tom Borges?
Yes.
Tom, yes.
Okay. Tom, yes. Carol Wolfley, yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Sabrina, yes. Darlene Pagano?
Yes.
Darlene, yes. Tim Lynch?
Yes.
Tim, yes. Frank Sterling?
Yes.
Frank, yes. Janine Utter?
Yes.
Janine, yes. Philip Maldari?
Yes.
Philip, yes. Donald McClay?
Yes.
Okay, good. Should we go on to the second motion?
Well, let's clarify. The first motion passes, then I've got 16 yes and one abstention. Is that what you have, Jose?
I have 17 yeses and one abstention.
Okay, I must have missed one. Okay. So 17 yeses, one abstention?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Okay, then to the next motion, please.
Okay. The KPFA LSB demands that the Pacifica National Board direct that KPFA be credited or repaid with the costs of attorney's fees taken by Pacifica from KPFA's account to resolve this property tax issue.
Do I have a second?
Yes. Second, Carol.
Thank you. Okay, let's go ahead and conduct the vote on this one, please, Carol.
Okay, Sharon Adams?
Yes.
Sharon, yes. Daniel Borgstrom?
No.
Daniel, no.
Hey, sorry, this is Franklin. I was just wondering, is there no discussion on the second one? I was just curious if that was happening or if it's just straight to the vote. Does anybody have any?
We have discussion.
We're in the vote now.
Yeah, okay. I just wasn't sure since we separated them that we were going to have discussion on each one.
We had discussion before they were separated, actually. Thank you. Go ahead.
Chris Corey?
Yes.
Chris, yes. Susan DeSilva?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mark Van Landwit? Mark, are you there? Okay, we'll come back. Susan DeSilva?
Yes.
Susan, yes. Christina Huggins?
Yes.
Christina, yes. James McFadden?
No.
James, no. Aki Tanaka?
Yes.
Aki, yes. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Andrea, yes. Tom Borges?
I'm saying no.
I'm saying no. Carol Wolfley, yes. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Yes. Darlene Pagano?
Yes.
Darlene, yes. Tim Lynch?
Yes.
Tim, yes. Frank Sterling?
Sorry. I'll just abstain on this one for now. I'm kind of curious about the rest of it, so.
Okay, Janine Etter.
Oh, I'm sorry, I was muted. Abstain.
Janine abstain. Philip Muldari.
Yes.
Philip, yes. Donald McClay.
No, well, no.
Donald. Votes no. Okay.
I have 11 yes, 4 no, and 2 abstentions. Do we come back?
Mark?
Mark Van Landuit?
Oh, Mark, are you there? Okay. So, 11 yes, 4 no, 2 abstentions.
That's what you get, Jose?
Correct.
Okay.
So the motion passes. And now the third motion. Could you read it again, please, Sharon?
The last part is this. KPFA LSB demands that Pacifica hold a membership vote before the sale, exchange, transfer, or encumbrance of any more of Pacifica's real property or licenses pursuant to the bylaws, Article 3, Section 5. Actually, you know what? I'm just going to say no. It's going to be this. The KPFA LSB demands that Pacifica hold a membership vote before the sale, exchange, transfers, or encumbrance of any more of Pacifica's real property or licenses. I'll put this revised one in the chat.
Thank you.
Chair, may I interject for a moment?
Yes.
Yes. Chris?
Christina?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah. So I just want to say that I think the second motion, the way we had it drafted, it doesn't really stand on its own very well, without specifying the property tax issue that's in the first motion. So I'll present this to the PMB if the body will allow for that or request it. But I would strongly suggest that we preamble or something the description of the property, the description which adds context to that motion. The third one stands on its own really well, and so does the first one. But I think the second one needs a little bit of help.
Are you making a motion?
I'm not sure how to do this. I'm actually inquiring with the chair as to what I should do.
I'm trying to understand what exactly the context is, because I mean, I
think the motion's already passed.
Right.
So.
I understand that. But I mean, I think that I don't know. It's clear to me. Maybe it's just me that it's all the money that the board has spent on this that they could have all along just voted on for the 2020, amendment of the bylaws that allows for this process to be used.
I think it's the word this. Hang on a second.
If I can comment, I do agree it's somewhat vague, as Chris says, with just when it stands on its own, but I think maybe adding a preamble is fine, or just an explanation at the front. I don't think we should get too hung up on this.
I'm just basically, as you as the drafter particularly, I'm just asking for your permission to add that context.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with you. I agree. It doesn't totally make sense without the first one being attached, like as they were put together as one.
As they were put together, right.
Yes. So, okay. I agree.
I'll work with you on it then, if there's no objection from the rest of the board.
Okay. So I will ask if there's any objection from the rest of the board. I don't have any objections. So. I don't see any problem with it. I think the only person with their hand up, and I think it was for a question, is Susan DeSilva. And that's just for a question, not an objection. Is that correct, Susan?
I want to make a comment about the amendment that Sharon made to the number three, because, but if it's not time yet, I'll wait.
Yeah, I just want to be sure that you don't have an objection. If you don't, then Chris, the body is fine with it. Okay?
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes.
Ms. Sabrina. So, I'm not quite understanding. The Second Amendment is what is going to be discussed between Sharon and Chris. Is that going to be coming to the floor today or later, at a later date?
Well, if the motion passed as worded, but they're going to just put a preamble for context. Is my understanding.
Okay, and that's happening today.
Right.
Right. Point of
information.
No, that's not happening today, Sabrina. They're just going to work on it, and then they're going to add it for when Chris presents it to the board.
Since she moved the motion, Sharon's willing to work with Chris to add the context.
Oh, okay, so that's when we go to the PNB. Got it.
Correct. Yeah, like maybe to add motivation or whatever right. You want to phrase it.
That makes sense. Understood. Thank you. Thank you, Sabrina.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sure. And if I'm right, Jose, I see Susan DeSilva's hand up for being next. Is that right?
Correct.
Thank you. Go ahead, Susan.
I would just like to ask Sharon to not change it the way she just said, where she dropped the fact that the bylaws are what it says right in the bylaws, that they can't sell real property without going to a motion.
Okay, I accept that friendly amendment. I'll put it back in, Susan. I accept that.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, so now we're voting on the third motion. So another roll call. I guess you want to read the motion once again, or did you already do that? I'm losing my place.
I'm sorry, this is Frank. Is there no discussion on this one? Because this one I feel like is the more interesting one. I would use that word, I guess. I don't know. Does anybody want to have discussion on this one? That's my thought.
If people want to discuss it, then we can discuss it.
I would like to discuss it.
Okay.
Maybe I should start?
Yeah.
I mean, I like the idea because it's a check and balance. I don't know if it's an effective or efficient check and balance, just the nature of, you know, all member votes. And I think our last all member vote had a real low participation. Is there any other way we could get a check and balance? Because definitely we want to just say that a major decision like that needs to have a larger consensus of the movement, of the Pacifica movement as a whole. So I'm just looking for maybe more efficient ideas or some other way to make sure that, you know, the board just can't unilaterally sell something and not have that idea reviewed and, if needed, rejected.
Thank you. Darren, would you share what the bylaws reflect to that? And I think that that would be the answer to the question, because a promotion is based on what it states directly in the bylaws. Correct, Sharon?
You want me to read the bylaws? Give me a minute to find that, okay?
Sure.
It is in the bylaws.
Right, so it's...
Yeah, that's what I was going to comment on in answer to Don's question is, this is not an unusual, this is already called for in the bylaws, but we're asking the board, we're just putting the board on notice that they have to do it because they didn't do it with knock upon.
Correct. So it's more pro forma than trying to add something. It's just reiterating what is already provided by the bylaws, that if you're going to sell all or substantially all of the properties, when there's already been one property sold, my understanding is they're on the verge of selling another property in Texas, and I don't believe that there's any plan yet for a backup for where that particular studio will be moved to or a plan for how they'll use the money. So there's a lot of concern for our brothers and sisters at KPFT in particular, but it should concern all of us that real property is being sold without following the bylaws. That's my comment. I think Susan, were you through with your comment, or did you Did you have more? Because it was still you were next, I guess. Is that right, Jose?
I just wanted to say that the membership is interested in voting. The last election was more people voted than ever before on the bylaws that passed through the membership, and they are more and more, the listenership is more and more engaged in questions like this.
Thank you. And Jose, would you call the next person?
Carol is next.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, one of my questions, and this is to the PMB members, if you're able to speak on it, and that is, it's my understanding that there were some severe mold issues with the KPFT building that had to do with some flooding and neglect. And so then that building is no longer habitable and there was a plan to sell it. One of my concerns about the sale of the building was the process by which the building was being sold, and the other issue would be where would the money go? Would the money from the sale of the KPFT building be going to KPFT to buy a new building, or would that money be going to pay down the debt for WBAI incurred problems of on the loan? So I don't know where that and how this issue would be related to that, but I would want to say my most pressing and urgent concern is the KPFA building and also the KPFK building and the archives that are housed there. I mean, if the T building needed to be sold, I have less concern about that because it's not habitable. But if the KPFA building, you know, if there are huge layoffs going on and some of the stations have not been able to change their programming and do what they need to do to improve, and they continue to have ongoing deficits, then that could again impact on KPFA. And so I wonder if there is, I just want to ask about how the situation at Texas is related to this.
Ben is here, I can answer that. Or part of it. This is Sabrina, I can answer part of Carol's question, Madam
Chair.
Go ahead,
Sabrina, if you can answer it, go ahead.
Okay, so as far as the... Excuse me?
And the thing is,
hey, Pete, you need to mute yourself. Thanks. Anyway.
Thank you, Sabrina.
As far as the KPFT building and the selling of that land at this point, because like you said, Carol, it is uninhabitable. We don't know. There has been minimal transparency in regards to what FJC or how much or what percentage FJC will take in order to cover the loan. So we're in the dark on the PNB. If anybody else that's on the PNB knows a little bit more, maybe Mr. Tom Voorhees could say something. We're in the dark. If we're at the same meetings, we're in the dark as far as what FJC would ask for, as far as the percentage of that sale of that land since the building is uninhabitable.
Thank you, Sabrina.
And as far as, is there another question or is there another part to your question? I think a lot of it was comment, right, Carol?
Yeah, no, that's the main thing, but I must express my concern that directors on the PNB are not being given information about the process of the sale of a major asset. And
If I may, Madam Chair, I can drill down a little bit more. The answer that we've been given is, I don't feel, and I'm not going to attribute this quote to anybody, but what we've been told is that, quote, I don't feel that FJC would do anything bad as far as Pacifica is concerned. end quote. That's a paraphrase. All I'm going to say about it. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Blind trust is not a good thing. Thank you.
No, it's not. Yeah. No, it's not.
The money.
No, it's not.
That's the rule.
Thank you.
Exactly. You're welcome.
And